Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mac. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Mac steals second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Croucher reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Croucher scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbach. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Steinbach steals second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive off the glove of Higgins, and into shallow left field. Walker reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Tebbets reaches third base with a triple. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux has Tebbets trapped. There's the throw to Hemsley and over to Peters, who tags Tebbets for the out. Croucher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Keltner now playing third base. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris pinch hits for Schoolboy Row. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.